Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program, Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zenit. Well, doulas versus midwives. What are the differences and how to choose? Now, the titles are often used interchangeably, but doulas and midwives occupy very different roles. They say it takes a village to raise a baby, but sometimes it seems like it takes a village to bring one into this world, from doctors to nurses to midwives to doulas. Well, there are several roles, or rather, there are several roles birthing professionals can play. And if you're not quite sure what is the difference between a midwife and a doula, or where to draw the line between their respective responsibilities, then you're not alone. The roles of doulas and midwives are particularly misunderstood, but there's a world of a difference between these two designations. So joining me this morning is midwife Debbie Engelberg, and she'll be telling us more about this. Good morning, Debbie. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hello. Debbie, are you there? Hello? Okay, we'll just try and get Debbie online again. We're going to be talking to her, hopefully, about the differences between a doula and, of course, a midwife. And apparently, there are quite a few differences, and many of us don't quite know, you know, how to choose, who to choose. So hopefully she'll be telling us more. So we have Debbie back online. Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for the privilege of speaking to you all on radio.
Well, it's wonderful. Thank you. Debbie, I don't know if you heard the introduction, but what we basically want to know is the difference between a doula and a midwife. Now, you are a midwife, so firstly, you know, tell us, what is the difference between a doula and a midwife?
Okay, so a doula is basically a childbirth companion. It's a woman that is hired by the pregnant woman or the pregnant family, and she's going to concentrate her attentions only on that laboring woman. So you're going to labor, you phone your doula. So she will see you a few times, once or twice, before you go into labor. So you have a little bit of a relationship. Sometimes she can give you a little bit of like antenatal classes, something to tell you about the child, about childbirth and about labor and important things that you might need to know. She can give you information about what you need to pack in your birthing bag and that kind of thing. And then when you go into labor, you call your doula and she comes to your house. And then she will stay with you until you are in more advanced labor. So it's best always to go to hospital unless there are medical complications. It's best to go to hospital as late as possible. You don't want to be there early when you're young and healthy and strong and the labor is going well. Because there can be a lot of interventions which are not really beneficial to the birth itself. Mm-hmm. And you're lying there and you're not in your own environment. So it's best really to labor in your own environment where you're happy and you can relax as best as you can in those circumstances. And then the doula comes to your house and she's there with you, encouraging you to eat and drink and move and so on. And when the labor gets to a point where you now need to go to hospital, then she accompanies you to hospital. And she is with you in your room or at your bedside, holding your hand, rubbing your back, encouraging you to go to the bathroom, encouraging you to eat and drink, encouraging you to change positions. These days, as we know, the nursing staff in hospitals can be quite sparse. They're quite overworked. There's not a lot of time, really, for nurses who are in hospital these days to actually stand next to somebody's bedside. They've got a lot of work to do, a lot of patients to see to, a lot of records to write. Everything they do, they have to go and write down, one on a yellow paper, one on a white paper, one on a pink paper. It's a lot of admin that they've got to do, besides everything else. So actually the women lie in the hospital basically on their own until it's time for the nurse to come or the hospital midwife to come and do her observation. So it could be an hour and a half, 2 hours that they've got to come and check you. So it's really comforting for a labouring woman to have her own person there who knows about birth, who knows how to help her and support her properly during labour. Mm-hmm.
So basically what happens is that the doula will be with you at home and she will accompany you to the hospital as well.
Correct.
And be with you in the hospital all the time.
She will be with you in the hospital all the time. I know that some provincial hospitals, one would have to call your hospital and find out what their policy is. But, you know, since mm-hmm. COVID, a lot of things have changed. And I'm not sure that everything has changed back 100% to what it was previously. But the idea is that she will be with you even during the birth. Mm-hmm. But some hospitals will say, no, no, you can only have one person with you, and that must be your partner or your doula. But really, it should be both. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to serve the woman, she should be the doula doesn't count as a person. She is there really to help. So she shouldn't be counted as, you know, a partner for the mother. The father should still be able to be there with the doula. Mm-hmm. And postpartum, she helps the mom take the back lamp to the breast, and when mom comes home with the new baby, she'll come and visit a couple of times to make sure that.
Okay, I think you need to move around a little because I cannot, it's breaking up a bit.
Okay.
All right, there
we go.
Yeah, I think that's a bit better.
Okay.
And then what about the midwife? You know, what's the role of the midwife?
So the midwife is there basically to receive the baby, mm-hmm. Where the doula doesn't really do any medical intervention. She doesn't take blood pressure, she doesn't check urine, she doesn't check dilation, she doesn't listen to the baby's heart rate. The midwife does all of that. Mm-hmm. So when it steps over from to a medical side, then the midwife is responsible for all of that.
Okay. So the midwife, even if there's no doctor around, would be able to help you deliver the baby as well?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. And the midwife then, do you have your own midwife from home? You know, can you take the midwife with you into the hospital wherever you're giving birth? Or do you have, you know, will the hospital be having their midwives there?
So at the moment in South Africa, usually if you're going to a private hospital, mm. you would have a gynecologist to care for you. Mm. He will be your care provider, and he will come. He will be called when you go into the private hospital. The nurses there will call your doctor, and he'll come down as the baby's being born. If you go to the provincial hospital, there are nurse midwives that are there, and they will help you there. They wouldn't really allow an independent midwife to come into the hospital because of medico-legal issues. You know, if mm. I hold the baby and I drop the baby, who pays? Me or the hospital? You know, that kind of thing. So I actually only work at home. I do birth at home.
So you do have midwives that actually can deliver the babies at home. And there are many
yes.
people that prefer delivering babies at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you're low risk and you are healthy and strong and you want to have your baby at home, there shouldn't be a problem. But there shouldn't be a reason why you can't. You should be quite able to do that. And there are quite a few of us independent midwives around, especially here in the Cape, in the Western Cape, well, all over. And they will be able to assist you beautifully at home. And basically, we use the provincial hospital as backup. In the event that there is a problem, we have a hospital that could take over from where we can't.
Okay, so how will one now actually know, you know, which one to choose? To have a doula or to have a midwife or to have both of them?
Yeah, so if you are having your baby at home, I would recommend you have both.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to the hospital, well, you wouldn't allow your midwife wouldn't really be allowed to be there. So then you would take your doula. So the whole thing really is that you want to keep the woman calm. When a woman is calm, the correct hormones are working. And if you're able to respect and honor those hormones, the birth will go smoothly. So you want a doula in a hospital particularly so that she can keep the woman calm, so that those good hormones can start working so that the birth can go well. When a woman is anxious and she's afraid and nervous, then her body releases a lot of adrenaline, and that can make her quite uptight and anxious, and that can stall the labor.
I see. So the value of hiring a doula as compared to a midwife, you would suggest rather a doula and a midwife, or in a case, where the patient is going to be perhaps delivering privately in a private hospital, then, is it advisable to still have a midwife with you, or, does a midwife come home to see you and then you can just go to the hospital and then deliver the baby?
Unfortunately, not in South Africa, no. It would really depend. If you're a private client and you want to have your baby in hospital, there's no point in getting a midwife to see to you at home. You would go to hospital, you've got your gynecologist, he'll do everything there, and then you come home. But you take your doula with you. Mm. The independent midwives do postnatal care. They come to your house 2, 3, 4 times, help you check the baby, check on you, make sure the baby's picking up weight, the breastfeeding's going well. If there are any issues, you can iron it out in that postpartum period.
Okay.
So it's different care. It's different roles that you would use in different scenarios. So if you're going to a hospital, a private hospital or a provincial hospital, I would suggest you have a doula with you as long as possible, as much as the hospital will allow. If you're at home, you still need to have a doula because the midwife does other things.
Yeah. So that will be just doing the delivery itself. But in any case, do you have a message? And if a person would like to contact a midwife, do they have to go through maybe their doctors, or can they just call you straight away, or any midwife for that matter?
There is a website that will have all the names and numbers of midwives. Personally, my personal opinion is that if you're young and healthy and strong and you're a low risk, there are no issues or indications for medical intervention, to me, the best place for you to have your baby is at home with a midwife. And you can there's a list, you can go through them, speak to them all, find out who you connect with, who you click with, and the same with doulas. There are wombs doulas, there are Mama Bamba doulas, two different ways, and you find a doula. The WOMS website has got a lot of doulas there, and then you phone 5 of them and say, do you work in this area? Are you available in this and this time? Have an interview with them, and then see if you connect. That connection is vital. It doesn't matter who you have. If you have a gynecologist, if you have a midwife, if you have a doula, it doesn't matter. You need that connection, that relationship, in order to have a good birth. Many women these days, they leave the hospitals that have had traumatic experiences, and it's actually unacceptable. You want to do whatever you can to so that when you come out of that birth, you're actually feeling empowered, and you're feeling, you're just feeling had a wonderful experience. We want that empowerment for women, that they feel good. The birth has given them significance.
Okay.
It's helped them.
And a midwife and a doula, for that matter, after the baby is born, do they still come in for a while, or how long do they see to the patient after that?
Well, that would depend. The doulas usually only come once or twice. But, of course, if there's a need, it would be longer. And the same with the midwives. If I'm attending a mother who's had 4 children and she's actually feeling quite well, maybe I'll go 3 times. If it's a first-time mom, she needs a little bit more help with the breastfeeding or she's struggling with something, I might go 7 times. If it's a fourth-time mom that's struggling, I might go 7 times also. It just absolutely depends on the mom. When she's feeling confident, when I see things are going well, the baby's drinking beautifully, the mother's doing well, resting, she's feeling happy, then we can stretch the visit another day or two and then come back and see her again. And if she's really coping well after a week, then I can discharge her. And obviously, if she needs anything later on, she's welcome to send me a WhatsApp and say, I'm having a difficulty with X, Y, Z. Do you have any suggestions? And she can come in and see me, or I can give her information over the phone as necessary.
Okay, just one more question. Is a midwife, does a midwife only see to the mother, or does she see to the baby as well?
The midwife has to see to both.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's nice to have a doula working with you, so she can sort of help with the mom a little bit. But it's lovely to have a midwife, to have a doula working with you that knows to help the mom, for example, go to the bathroom after the birth and so on. So as a midwife, the mother's condition, you check the bleeding, you check the breastfeeding, you check that she's happy. If there's a problem with the baby, you need to be able to say, okay, I'm not happy, let's try this and this. Okay, that's not working, I think we need to take the baby in. Or you just manage the situation at home and actually the baby's fine. Most of the time, the babies are very, very fine at home.
Okay. Thank you so much. But just before you go, please give us that website. Do you have it with you?
It's WOMBS. It's WOMBS.
WOMBS.
Womb, like woman's womb, and it stands for Women Offering Mothers Birth Support.
Okay. So WOMBS.co.za.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Debbie, for speaking to us. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope to have you with us in the future as well. Thank you.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much.